truck down on the road broke down. And that was subset. But people would give me most of. I came out with 20. I had now 21. Let me get this right. I had 13 watermelons in my car, and that watermelon bus. I called them out. Maybe when I always ran ahead, I hit the house. Y'all want some watermelons? And the other sweet man, they didn't have made them kids clean that thing out. Well, I pulled one out. A couple, 3 weeks ago, he gave me blackberries, picking the finest blackberries. Well, I always pay them. But it's old saying, you be nice to people, let me nice to you. Well, I quit. My God, what do you need to me work? But I got this old fella, Johnny, in the mountain. Oh, I'll say far as the end of the van, about 60 foot. Do it. I could have broke it up. 20 minutes. God tell us, Mr. Johnson, what do we? He said, $7. Hey, that was high. I said, that's pretty high. Guess what the old fella told me? Hell, you got the money. I got out of the garden business, man, all. And all those trees and everything. I'm talking too much now. You ask your question.
Okay, that's fine. This is great.
But carrying the mail, I'll tell you one thing. It's the most sought after job. It's not as easy now as it used to be. My route was 75 miles. I was looking the other night, and it might have been like, oh, I'm tired. Well, but I got out, so another young fella I thought could get the route. They missed the post office station on the point. You know, if I was carrying the mail there, I get 21 cents a mile. Now, how much you think my salary would be? Nearly $19,000. Oh, $21,000. No way you're paying 15 cents. Gosh, I got 12 cents a mile every year and a half, every 18 months or 2 years. I'd buy me a car and pay cash for it. And that included all my running around going to